Translation and purport. As Murari Gupta treated his patients, by his mercy both their bodily and spiritual diseases subsided. Murari Gupta could treat both bodily and spiritual disease because he was a physician by profession and a great devotee of the Lord in terms of spiritual advancement. This is an example of service to humanity. Everyone should know that there are two kinds of diseases in human society. One disease is called adhyatmika, or material disease. It pertains to the body, but the main disease is spiritual. The living entity is eternal, but somehow or other, when in contact with the material energy, he is subjected to the repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease. The physicians of the modern day should learn from Murari Gupta. Although modern philanthropic physicians open gigantic hospitals, there are no hospitals to cure the material disease of the spirit soul. The Krishna consciousness movement has taken up the mission of curing this disease, but people are not very appreciative because they do not know what this disease is. A diseased person needs both proper medicine and a proper diet, and therefore the Krishna consciousness movement supplies materially stricken people with the medicine of the chanting of the holy name, or the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and the diet of prasad. There are many hospitals and medical clinics to cure bodily disease, but there are no such hospitals to cure the material disease of the spirit soul. The centers of the Krishna consciousness movement are the only established hospitals that can cure man of birth, death, disease, and old age. Oma gyan timanandasya gyananjana shlakaya chakshusham militamena tasmai guruve namaha shuchaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri utaparakumalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupa Pam sagajatam sagana raganatam vitam tam sujivam sadvetam savarutam parijana sahitam Krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padam sagana lalita Sri Vishakan vitam scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Vishabhanu Sutta Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakopaturubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patiranam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Nama, Hare, Nama, 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 Hare, Hare. Chikitsakarena, Yare, Haiya, Sadaya, Deharog, Bavarog, Dvitar, Kshaya, As Murarigupta treated his patients, by his mercy both their bodily and spiritual diseases subsided. So this was the occupation of Murarigupta. It was a double. He did two things at once. He was an Ayurvedic physician, a vaidya. And a great devotee. So he could also cure the disease of material existence. He's an incarnation of Hanuman. Tonight, there's a special class on Hanuman at 6 o'clock. Yesterday was the appearance anniversary of Hanuman. So anybody who wants to hear the glories of Hanuman, tonight, 6 o'clock, Krishna Dharma Prabhu will speak about Hanuman. I don't think we should miss it.
Where will that be?
Yes, well, we'll find out. It wasn't announced in the morning program. It'll be somewhere. So on one level, Murarigupta is just functioning as a householder in the Varnashram system. And he's very humble. He doesn't strictly bill his patients. If you go to a medical clinic now, NHS or whatever, you know, you have to fill out a form and pay something, and then they'll see you. But traditionally, the Ayurvedic doctor is very kind, and you come to him, and he doesn't even ask you for a payment. He just is concerned, you know, can I make you better? His consciousness is involved. He becomes involved in the patient's problems and disease, and he's very much linked with Vishnu. An Ayurvedic doctor knows that Krishna is the healing herb in Bhagavad Gita. It's said by Krishna, I'm the healing herb. So the power to heal comes from Vishnu. And the doctor is there to help the patient connect with that healing power. Dhanvantari also is the special incarnation of the physician, the healing potency of the Lord. So he would just accept whatever someone was willing to give him. Even nowadays, there are good, kind Ayurvedic doctors, and they follow this principle. I have one doctor in Vrindavan, and you know, he's not concerned, you know, so much about the money. Although some people say he is. Other patients of his that I talk to or students of his say, no, he doesn't. But in my experience, he was never uptight about charging. He wouldn't even specify a price sometimes. And he was also Krishna conscious, this doctor. He told me a nice thing, a nice Krishna katha. One day I was visiting his clinic where he grows the herbs. He tries to preserve the tradition, so he has a garden and a clinic where he's growing the different herbs and using them in the medicine. Cow is there, Goshala, and a little temple of Dhanvantari. So he was just talking Krishna katha one day, and he said what he learned. You know, he learned also in Vrindavan about Parikit, Maharaj Parikit, and age of Kali. So people understand that usually the king has to protect the citizens from degradation. And they do that by uplifting the citizens, engaging them in Krishna conscious activities and yajnas. And but when Parikshit was the king, he accepted the curse of the Brahmin's son. The degradation of Kali Yuga started with the little boy, the son of the Brahmin. Kali was able to influence him to curse the king. So Parikshit accepted the curse to die. And people might have thought, well, now we're going to be in trouble because the king will be gone. Who will protect us? But Parikshit Maharaj, by the arrangement of providence, met Shukadeva Goswami. And the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Parikshit. He was the receptive person hearing. And that was all recorded. And therefore the protection of Parikshit Maharaj expanded in a recorded form. He gave us all the Krishna Katha that we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam and that we now take advantage of on a daily basis. So we're still under the protection of Parikshit Maharaj. So this was something my Ayurvedic doctor told me. I'm mentioning it because it's a good example of how the Vaidya or the Ayurvedic doctor is Krishna conscious and he can help cure the spiritual disease, repetition of birth, death, disease, and old age. Srila Prabhupada says that people nowadays don't even know what this spiritual disease is. If you tell people you have to become immortal, you're actually a spirit soul, you're already immortal, but you're entangled with the material body. Therefore, you're not immortal. So you have to attain the platform of immortality. They'll say, well, you know, I don't know about that. Maybe I can, you know, take care of some material disease. Maybe I can put off old age for a while. You know, but everybody has to die, and then who knows? You know, that's probably the end, or that they have a very unclear idea about overcoming birth, death, disease, and old age. Therefore, Prabhupada writes, the Krishna consciousness movement has taken up the mission of curing this disease, but people are not very appreciative because they do not know what this disease is. So people think, well, the Hare Krishnas, what are they? We're not recognized as a outstanding hospital. So many hospitals have good reputations. And people don't even know that this hospital, the temple of Krishna, this is the place to become cured of the spiritual disease. They don't know. So the needs very great for the Brahmins. Srila Prabhupada wanted to create Brahmins because people need enlightenment. They're in the darkness of ignorance of Kali Yuga. The Brahmins are peaceful. They're self-controlled. Krishna says how they work. They work by the principles of self-control, austerity, purity, peacefulness, tolerance, honesty. Samadama tapa sucham. Shanti archivam evacha. Samadama tapa sucham. Shanti archivam evacha. Krishna's words are so beautiful and so important. Chanaka Pandit said, these verses are so important that we should memorize one a day. And if you can't do that, then you should memorize half a verse a day. Pradeep. And if you can't do that, then you should memorize 1/4 of a verse, 1 line, 1/4 of the quatrain every day. So important, scriptural knowledge. So you can memorize, maybe you'll say, well, you know, I don't have a very strong memory. I can't memorize a whole verse. I can't. So Chanaka says, well, then memorize half. And you say, no, that's too much. And then he says, well, then just memorize 1 line. So then you'll say, no, it's too much. A whole line, you know, 3 or 4 words, I can't. So he said, it's so important then that you memorize just 1 word a day. But we don't even follow that. Those are Srila Prabhupada's words. We don't even, can't do that. He was talking about chanting. And you can't even chant. You can't even chant 16 rounds. So we're in a very weak, we really need the spiritual care of the doctors, the spiritual advanced devotees. Srila Prabhupada also took the role of a medical doctor. Sometimes his disciples were ill, and he would prescribe. Because he was a pharmacist, as a grihastha, he earned his occupation. He earned his living by selling pharmaceuticals in the drugstore. And sometimes he had a factory preparing the pharmaceuticals, a factory section and a selling section. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada, Jai Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gornitai. Srila Prabhupada sometimes teamed up with a doctor, and the doctor would prescribe and say, yeah, the pharmacy is just here, next door, you go there, get this. Even nowadays, usually pharmacies and doctors are fairly close, their offices are close. And then the pharmacist learns how to read the doctor's handwriting. That's a joke. Doctors are famous for not having clear handwriting. So if the pharmacist is familiar with the doctor, that might help. But Prabhupada was such a pharmacist that people said about him, one person said, I think it's quoted in the Lilamrita, Srila Prabhupada was always talking about Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was thinking of Krishna. Manmana bhava man bhakto. And he was curing the spiritual diseases. He was also acting in this same way as Marai Gupta. By his mercy, chikitsa, medical treatment he would give, and then sadaya. Sadaya means by his mercy. And the deharog, the disease of the body, and the bhavarog, the spiritual disease. So the doctors had a role in society. In the previous verse, it's described that Murarigupta was practicing as a physician, and Prabhupada in the purport talks about the Varnashram system. Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. And he describes that the Shudras would work for others. Some of them would work as cloth manufacturers. Some of them would work as weavers. And I thought, this is really relevant, you know, because in our Krishna consciousness movement, we wear all this type of cloth that's woven. We have dhotis, the ladies have saris, and the saris have all these patterns. And, you know, you notice how these patterns, so many varieties of patterns that the weavers are making on the weaving mill. So this is where the saris come from, the shudra. Shudra is weaving. But it's not enough. Lord Chaitanya said it's not enough just to consider your occupation in the Varnashram system. You're meant, if you're in the Varnashram system, you're meant to work in such a way that you please Lord Vishnu. Even the Bhagavatam says that. O best among the twice born, Shukadeva is talking to Parikshit. It's concluded, or maybe it's Sutta talking to the sages, I'm not sure. But best among the twice born, whoever. It's therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his duties for one's occupation, according to the Varnashram, is to please the personality of Godhead. Right, Srinivas? Yes. Please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by your occupation. And that's in the social orders too, the student life, the householder life, retired life, devotional life, sannyas. Prabhupada says you can't have a healthy society unless you have these Varnashram divisions. And you know, he told us they're natural. They're not just something like a caste system. But they can be found in any society of the world. You'll find an intellectual class, a class of military men or administrative men, and so on and so on. So he said this is quite natural arrangement for civilized life. Any civilization will have these divisions. But it's particularly constructed by Krishna to enable one to realize the absolute truth. Especially as it's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajganam advayam pramiti paramatmiti bhagavan iti shabhyate. The absolute truth is known in three features as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So that's a lot to know. If you're going to know all of this, Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan, then you need a whole faculty, you could say, a whole institution, like a university. If you're going to get an advanced degree, a PhD or a master's degree, you need a lot of learning. You have to go to a lot of classes, you have to study a lot of books. So similarly in spiritual life, or you could say in the civilization of the Varnashram society, you need to do a lot of hands-on work, studying and practicing. Bhaktivedanta Manor is particularly good at training devotees to become Brahmins. Even the men who are not initiated, and the ladies too that are not initiated, they're engaged early in the morning, even before 4 o'clock in the morning. They're up and showered and clean. And they're making arrangements for the worship of the Lord or the dressing of Srila Prabhupada. They're in the kitchen making plates, or they're in the pujari room preparing the plates where the articles are placed to worship the Lord. So they're assisting the Brahmins in the worship of the Lord, and the Brahmins are teaching them. This is the Brahmin's occupation, to do the worship of the Lord, to do the yajna, and to teach the yajna how to worship, how to realize the absolute truth. But this aim is missed, and this is the problem in most so-called civilizations. The aim of realizing the absolute truth is missing. There are so many occupations. People have millions of different occupations, but they don't have this aim. How can I realize the absolute truth? So there's just an attempt to artificially predominate one type of person over another person, a strong person over a weaker person, a more affluent person over a less affluent person. Artificial predominance. That's what happens to the Varnashram system when there's no spiritual aim. It degrades to artificial predomination of one class over another. That's called the caste system, which is so much held in low esteem, the caste system. Is everyone awake? Good. So, joint cooperation, Prabhupada said, everybody should jointly cooperate. Then you can pursue spiritual realization together. It's not that you'll be satisfied if you neglect the aim of life, the spiritual aim of life. You won't be satisfied because you'll just be thinking, oh, I'm whatever I am. I'm a Brahmin or I'm a Kshatriya. Or you'll think in terms of the nationality, I'm a Gujarati. How much satisfaction in life can you get by simply thinking, I'm Gujarati? Maybe a lot. I mean, we're Westerners, we look at the Gujaratis and we think, wow, they're pretty good devotees, you know. And I was saying this morning to a Gujarati brahmachari, I said, I don't think I'm ever going to be qualified as a Gujarati. And he said, I think he said, oh, you should thank God. Krishna says, Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam, right? Guna Karma Vibhagas, yeah. Krishna is creating these divisions of society through the modes of nature. It's very, very interesting how complex this is. It's the modes of nature that produce these different characteristics of people, the mixtures of goodness and passion and ignorance. And Prabhupada would always remind us, you know, someone might be a lawyer. Here he is talking in New York to his lawyer at 26 Second Avenue. Here is Mr. Goldsmith, a qualified lawyer. Although he is a lawyer, his son cannot claim also to be a lawyer. The son must qualify by passing the Bachelor of Law examination, and then he can become a lawyer. Similarly, Krishna tells us, the Indian caste system is not hereditary. It's according to the quality of the individual, not according to the birth. Guna karma. Guna means the quality and the work, karma, not birth. Then Prabhupada comments on human society in general. In human society, everyone thinks that he's better than everyone else. In his own thinking, he thinks, I'm the best, he's the best. But Krishna is not concerned with such ideas. Krishna doesn't think that necessarily, Krishna doesn't say because you're born in a Brahmin's family, you'll be a Brahmin, you'll be the best. Krishna very much likes the Brahmins. Namo Brahmanya Devai Go Brahmanya. He is mentioned with the Brahmins and the cows, very fond of the Brahmins and the cows. But Krishna doesn't say that, you know, you're the best person because you're born in a Brahmin's family. You have to acquire the qualification. So Prabhupada told a funny story about this. There was a Brahmin called Bhagavan who had 10 enemies, and they once conspired against Bhagavan. They decided to sit down in different places, and whenever Bhagavan passed by in the village, one of the enemies would say to him, "Ah, you've become a ghost, Bhagavan." So this started. 10 different places Bhagavan encountered someone telling him, "You're a ghost." And he would say, "No, I'm alive. How have I become a ghost?" But then he begins to think, after he hears this 10 times, "Maybe I'm a ghost. Maybe I become a ghost. Otherwise, why are people saying I become a ghost?" So they were confusing him, because they were his enemies. They were confusing him. Now Prabhupada makes the point, so if everyone says to me, "You are low-born, you're a low-born person," should I think I'm low-born? Prabhupada says, "No, I'm not low-born. I'm spirit soul. I'm born of Krishna. Krishna is my father. And I can even be twice born. I can become a Brahmin by qualification." Krishna says, "Anyone who takes shelter of me, regardless of his material status, can come to live with me in my kingdom." So it's our duty to become Krishna conscious and not take another birth. Then we'll be recognized as Brahmins. So that's our duty, to become immortal. And you don't become a Brahmin, Prabhupada would say, by purchasing in the market one of these threads. You can buy these in the market, a whole pack of them, for a very low price. And you can put one on, but that doesn't mean you're a Brahmin. So we were saying that this system is very complicated, the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra system. Grihastha, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. It's all arranged by the modes of nature. So it's very complicated. We read in the Bhagavad Gita that we can't overcome the influence of the material energy. Daivyesha Gunamayi is so strong. It's made of three modes, and that's like three ropes that are twisted together. Three ropes twisted together is very, very, very strong. But the system is meant to assist us in realizing the goal of life. So it's not that it's bad because it's very complicated or it's a very strong system. It's not something to be given up as bad, as a caste system or something like that. But we should use it properly to realize the goal of life. And it's created by Krishna. Now someone might accuse Krishna, "Well, Krishna, why did you put people in this system, in this world, to start with? Why did you put people in this world? And why did you put people under this Varnashram system?" But Krishna says, it's not him who put us in this world or who put us under this Varnashram system. Krishna says, "I didn't do that." "I created the system, but I'm not the doer," Krishna says. Just a little before that, he says, "Yayata mam prapadyante." As you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. So people are under the Varnashram system or living in this world under some other social system. But Krishna is impartial. He doesn't say, "I'm going to put you there." He's the super soul, and he sees as the super soul what you want, And then he rewards you according to the way that you act and the way you work. But he says, I'm transcendental to the Varnashram system. He appears in the world in the family of cowherd men or in the other family as son of a kshatriya. But he's not a kshatriya. He's not a vaishya. He's transcendental. But he follows the system. He follows the activities and the duties of a vaishya or a kshatriya. But he's already transcendental. He doesn't need to be elevated by the system. He's not like us. We need to be elevated by the system, but Krishna's already elevated. So Prabhupada says about this, he says, in spite of Krishna creating the four divisions of human society, Krishna does not belong to any of these divisions. Yeah. Little more. There's a little more here. I'll read a little bit to you from a discussion in the book by Burijan, Surrender Unto Me. If I were to award you the fruits of your work, suppose you worked for me and then I would pay you, then I would be transformed in some way because you're taking something from me and, you know, I'm getting your work. So at least on some level there's some transformation because I react to what you've done. But Krishna directly says, I'm not the doer and I'm unchangeable, to show that he's the absolute truth, that he's aloof. Although he's the creator of the system, he awards neither the results nor the reactions. That's actually done by the modes of nature, the material energy. It's not that Krishna has to do all the material work. He just puts that under his external energy. Durga, she does all of that. And Krishna doesn't take responsibility for everything that happens to us. He says, that's your responsibility. It's your free will. It's how you surrender what you want. But he's the supreme controller, so he's the cause of all causes. But he's the non-doer. So everything ultimately depends on Krishna. He's the cause of all causes. Everything depends ultimately on Krishna. But we have to take responsibility for what happens to us. The results of our activities are the products of the expression of our free will. What happens to us, the results we get from our activities, are the products of the expression of our free will. Nothing happens, however, without Krishna's sanction. But he lets us act as we like. And in the meantime, he waits for us to turn to him and offer him loving devotional service. So Krishna is the non-doer, and actually everything is done by the material energy. And the spirit soul is bewildered, and he thinks, I'm the doer. He doesn't think the material energy is the doer. He thinks, I'm the creator, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the doer. But the activities are actually carried out by the three modes of nature. And they're expressed through this Varnashram system. So you see, it's very complicated. We're bewildered. And Krishna says, you're not the doer. The modes of nature is actually the doer. And Krishna says, I'm not the doer either. He's not the doer, and we're not the doer. but the modes of nature or material energy is doing everything. So in this light, Krishna is saying, don't be falsely proud, you know, that you can accomplish something, that you're able to get the material energy to do something wonderful. Don't be falsely proud. You're not the doer. And then at other times he says, but you're responsible. What you do determines what happens to you. So he wants us to also accept that we're responsible. So both things are there that he says. And at those times he says, I'm not the doer. I'm not responsible for what happens to you. That's your responsibility. And at other times he says, you're not the doer. Material nature is responsible for getting everything done. We want to act, we have desires, and then the super soul sees what we desire and gives us some sanction. Okay, you wanted this, I'll give you this. Okay? That's the Varnashram. So we have to understand that to become cured of the material disease. Get the mercy of the advanced devotees like Maragupta, who could cure the material disease, Bhava Rog, and the bodily disease, Deha Rog. Anybody have any questions?